You know, as we approach Christmas, we've been learning on this program about holiday food traditions, and today, a southern Italian tradition, La Cena della Vigilia di Natale, or dinner on Christmas Eve. That evening, the meal for many Italians is the Feast of the Seven Fishes. It's a tradition many Italian Americans have adopted, or adapted, as Catherine Perry reports.
Cindy Coddington, who grew up with the feast, remembers the day as a whirlwind of family and fry pans.
Ours was fried shrimp, fried scallops, pan-fried smelts, calamari cut up in rings and fried. And after the holiday, you really couldn't stand the sight of any more fried food for a while.
Cindy says that while the food didn't look like her friend's Norman Rockwell spreads, everything else that went with the feast said classic Christmas. Except her family's idea of a Christmas carol was a little different.
Do you know the song, Valore Domenico Mondugno? Oh, Lare, oh, cantare, oh, that song played in the background.
Volare, oh, cantare, oh.
It was very exciting. You know, all of your relatives were coming over and your mom was cooking all day. This went on for several hours. We'd stay up until midnight. And that's when presents were exchanged, at midnight. And that became Christmas.
But today, most people don't have the time to cook the feast, or enough extended family to eat it. And that's where restaurants come in. At Island Creek Oyster Bar in Boston, Chef Jeremy Sewell is doing his own version, featuring items like Jonah Crab Beignets and Tuna Crudo. It is not your grandmother's feast. But Sewell says he's not trying to co-opt tradition. He's trying to keep it alive.
I think it's fun to bring it into the restaurant sometimes, but I think preserving the home kind of tradition is as important as well.
And Cindy Coddington agrees. She likes to see a creative take on the feast, but she'd still like to see it come back home someday. Every year, she still gives a nod to it in her house by serving at least one fish on Christmas Eve. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Perry.